When they come, in John 18, to arrest Jesus, he asks them, "Who are you seeking?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he responds, "I am he." At least that's what our English Bibles say, because, again, the English doesn't communicate everything that the original languages communicate. When Jesus says, "I am he," there's no he there. He's not identifying as some random rabbi out of a place called Nazareth. Who knows how many of those there were? No, he is self-identifying as the I am, the very God incarnate. And he's done this before. John makes a point of singling out various occasions when Jesus says, "I am," just as he said in the burning bush to Moses. Before Abraham was, "I am." "Whom do you seek?" "Jesus of Nazareth." "I am." That's why they fall down. It's not some invisible shockwave that blasts out of his mouth and knocks them all over like bowling pins. No, they fall down out of shock because Jesus claims the divine name. "I am." Jesus knows exactly who he is and what he's going to do. Save humanity. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.